Hey everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, and welcome everybody to today's podcast. Now, today I am going to finally talk about beliefs. I know, I've been promising it for a really long time. And it's actually one of my absolute favorite subjects because they are so incredibly powerful. Now, one of the things that I want to obviously talk about is how that interacts with your human design. So that's what we're going to get to today. Now, if you are still interested, curious about, or maybe haven't heard of at all, we are launching right now a 4-week intensive career human design program. I think I got it all out of order, but you know what I mean. In this 4-week program, we are going to unpack everything within the design, within your design, that directly relates to your career. And given that the time that we're in right now, the world that we're in right now, it's important that we take the leap. You know, like I want you to take the leap. I want you to take this opportunity to redesign your life and follow the work that you're here to do. Because it's not meant to be this hard. It's not meant to be something you don't enjoy. It's meant to be something that you love. That the challenges and the mountains you climb, you want to be there climbing. You want to move through those challenges. You're inspired by them. And I know for me personally, like I'm a line 3. So I've definitely had a life that is not like all happy, happy, joy, joy. But I have definitely learned since understanding my human design, I absolutely know the work that I do and the challenges. And we all have challenges, you know, the challenges of building this business, the challenge of saying, no, I don't want to do admin. I want to hire someone. And challenging the belief system that I had around that has been absolutely game changing. And I think the thing that's going to make it as easy as it possibly is understanding your design and getting you aligned to it. So that's what we're going to do in the 4-week intensive, where we're going to unpack everything related to your career. So as you know from the last podcast, we're going to go through motivation. We're going to go through how you digest information. We're going to go through type, strategy, authority, profile. Your profile is your how. These are the themes. This is what people want to see from you, and it's how you do things. We're going to look at North Node. We're going to look at Incarnation Cross. We're going to look at so many cool things. If you want to join us, it's a 4-week program, obviously, every Monday, my time. We will release a new unit of information, of learning, videos, content, and then every week we will have a live Q&A and some hot seat coaching. So be on it. We've already got the numbers growing. I'm so super pumped and excited. It's my favorite thing on earth to be teaching and coaching groups and individuals. So please come and join. Now, if you have any questions, the link is in the show notes. If you want to talk to me, you are welcome to. Just drop me a DM on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, send me an email. We'll book a time, we'll jump on a call, just like Jennifer did just yesterday. So let's get to today's podcast. I feel like I just went on a little bit. I'm getting there. Wind it up from my hubby. Okay. Today I want to talk about beliefs, and as a behavioral coach, this is really the game changer. I'm going to start by promoting the best book on the planet on beliefs, which is called The Biology of Belief by Bruce Lipton. And he actually talks through, he's a biologist, he's a scientist, and he talks through how your beliefs activate and deactivate your genes, how your belief systems completely correlate to your physical health and well-being. He is mind-blowing himself, Bruce Lipton. So anytime he's on a podcast or interviewed, you just should just invest in it because he's amazing. So one of the things, and I'm sure you've heard me say this before, the thing about beliefs is that they are just convenient assumptions. And look, even saying that might be challenging to you because the misconception, or at least we are taught, that they are truths. They are not convenient assumptions. They are true. But in fact, they are not. And one of the things that's really becoming common practice now is this ability to question everything. Question every belief that you have. Because the thing is that whatever results you're experiencing in your life, they are directly correlated to your beliefs. Because your beliefs create your thoughts and your energy, okay? And if you have a belief that says, oh, why does this never work for me? That has an energetic anchor and that is creating your reality. So it's really important to understand that your beliefs are something that you can break down, change, challenge, and redesign and build the way they serve, support, nurture, and are resourceful for you. Now, what I'd love you to do is I would love you to think about an area of your life that you feel challenged in. So I'm going to use the metaphor of money, okay? Because most people, if they're not there now, they've been there. And let's say that you are a person who makes money in waves, okay? What you want to do is you want to understand what your beliefs are around that money. So it might be like, I can make money, but it's never consistent. Or I find it easy to attract money, but I can't hold on to it. So you want to become conscious of the stories that you tell because they're full of your beliefs, the thoughts that you think because they are your beliefs. And really start to challenge them. I think it's Byron Katie that always says, is it true? What else could be true? But there's also like NLP is all about shifting perspective. Okay, so what we want to do is we really want to challenge every belief that we have. So let's say you have a belief around money that says, I can't make money consistently. Okay, well, have you ever made money consistently? Have a think. Well, of course I did. I used to get a paycheck every single month. It used to come all the time, every month, without fail, for like 10 years. Right. So you can make money consistently. I can. So it's starting to challenge those concepts because remember that 95% of your behavior is coming from your unconscious mind and your beliefs sit right down in your subconscious. Okay. So the more that you can journal on them, the more you can finish the sentence, money is, or money makes me feel, or anything around money. So get some prompts like money makes me feel a bit stressed, or money makes me feel free. So focus on all the unresourceful beliefs. Okay. Get them all out on a piece of paper. And then you want to challenge them. You just want to challenge them because remember what your brain's doing is deleting, distorting, and generalizing the information according to these beliefs. So you want to start challenging them. So when have I consistently made money? Oh, actually, I make money consistently every month. It's just a different amount. Right. So now you're starting to challenge the belief construct, the unconscious belief construct. And once you can challenge it and start talking in growth and possibility language, so we're going to be saying, oh, my income's becoming more and more consistent. It's growing every month. And we start talking and using our words to head towards that future self. Then we start to shift and redesign our beliefs. Pretty cool, huh? So one of the things I want you to be conscious of when it comes to your human design is, are there areas that in your design that you feel like you, you don't resonate with or you have trouble with? You know, what about the open or undefined areas? Do you feel highly conditioned? What do I mean by that? I'm going to use my Ajna, right? I think way too much. Now, I probably think 80% less now than I used to 7 or 8 years ago, okay, when I first started my training as a coach. I really moved out of what we call audio digital, which is this processing everything through the mind first, which means that you're analyzing everything, you're making sense of everything, and of course, it's about coming up with answers, right? So I spent so many years going through this process of trying to have all the answers. Now, this is my conditioning in human design, opening the head and the Ajna. So questions, answers, and all of those things, that's going to be where I'm going to be conditioned. Feeling the need to have the answers, feeling the need to know how to make sense of things, and so on and so forth, right? So I always had a belief. This is how the two sort of collide. I always had a belief that I had to know the answers. One of the things that was really powerful for me was learning I am not designed to have the answers. I'm designed to ask questions. I'm designed to be curious. I'm designed to want to think from all sorts of different angles and see different perspectives. But I'm not designed to have all the answers. So being able to shift that belief was groundbreaking for me because I love not having the answers. And the thing is, for me as a coach, like, I would often say I want to feel the energy every day in my life that I feel in a coaching session. And a huge part of that is because in a coaching session, I don't need to have the answers because my client has all the answers. My job is just to hold space, facilitate, ask really good questions. And for me, my superpower is seeing the patterns. So help them to see the patterns, but I don't need to have the answers. So this is what's really powerful, is that you might feel like, well, actually, I have a consistent way of thinking. I'm thinking all the time. But that doesn't mean that you're defined in the head or the Ajna. It means that you are in your conditioning, in your open center, and perhaps there's a belief that keeps you there. So that belief needs to be challenged. It's like, let's say if you have an open heart center, will center, you could very well have the belief that I'm not valuable. What I do isn't valuable. It's not good enough. And if that's the case, then this is a belief that you can address. You can shift it. You can change it. And you can understand that you are just more prone to being conditioned in that center. You are more prone to being conditioned of feeling that you aren't valued. You aren't worthy. But this is a belief. So you can choose a belief that says, I am valuable, I am worthy, I am enough. And these can be things that you choose to invest in as your new beliefs that help to support and align your design. Make sense? Awesome. So what I would love you to do as a fun exercise is to do just what we've been talking about. Go through your design. Have a look where you're going to be most open to conditioning. Now, those places are your open centers, or open or undefined, and your bridge gates. Now, your bridge gates are the open or undefined gate that meet a hanging gate, okay? So where your energy is trying to define a center, like it's like it's leaning out to define a center, but there's a gate missing. That's where you're going to tend to find your conditioning. So in there, check your beliefs. For example, for me, gate 35 is my bridge gate. Gate 36 is my hanging gate. Gate 35 is very much about expectations. So I've had a lot of beliefs. I think I even spoke about it last last podcast, we're talking about motivation, that I have had to heal a lot of work around other people's expectations. So that's my gate 35. That's where I was conditioned. That's where my unresourceful beliefs were. Now I have more resourceful beliefs that say that, you know, like expectations, you know, I don't have to focus on other people's expectations. Expectations are wishes. I think one of the things my coach says is expectations are just wishes. They're not things that actually are true. They are just a wish. So for me, I've had to choose to be choose beliefs that are more supportive of that. So I choose not to live up to expectations, but live up to my own personal accountability. So I definitely live up to my own standards instead of trying to please everyone as I used to a lot in the past. I trust that makes sense. So go away, have a look at your undefined and open centers, your bridge gates. If you have any questions, because if you have any questions, let me know, reach out, social media, send me an email. I'm happy to help. If you want to join the 4-week career intensive, it's going to be massive. I'm so pumped and excited. The link is in the show notes. Please reach out with any questions or book a call. Happy to have a chat. And yeah, I look forward to having you guys along. The motivation webinar will also be a part of something where I think we might do 4 of them in 4 consecutive weeks. So we'll bring you more information on that soon as well. Thanks everyone for joining. If you send me an email, I will send you a copy of the article I wrote on Beliefs for Wellbeing magazine, just as a bonus, because you've just listened this far. And it's going to give you a deep dive into beliefs, and it's going to give you some really cool journal prompts to redesign those beliefs of yours. So just reach out, send me an email or a DM. My email address is emma@emmadunwoody.com. Okay? And I will send it to you for free. Beautiful. Thanks for joining me, everybody. I look forward to answering your questions and seeing you on the 4-week intensive and having you on the next podcast. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now. Thanks, everyone, for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.